retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
Lowe's knows how to help make your Super Bowl 59 party a touchdown. Let us help you prep your home to host with top brands like Charbroil, Blackstone, and LG, so you can be the MVP of game day. Plus, use the Lowe's app to find what you need for a seamless shopping run. Or huddle up with our Lowe's Red Vest associates to help make all your game time hosting decisions.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Amid more immigration raids around the U.S., saying they won't hinder proper investigations, but adding that even undocumented immigrants have rights in America, Paterson, New Jersey Mayor Andre Saia condemning using fear as a weapon.
We're also receiving reports that people are not going to work, that children are not going to school, and people are reluctant to go and even visit their doctor.
U.S. public health officials have been told to stop working with the World Health Organization, effective immediately. Experts say the sudden change comes during bird flu outbreaks and could hurt efforts to stop Marburg virus and Mpox in Africa. In Nashville, Tennessee, a student rally at the state capitol. Gun control, they say. A student gunman opened fire at a local high school last week, killing one student before taking his own life. This is ABC News. Alexander Lukashenko, the leader of Belarus, staying in power amid accusations from the West that the election was rigged.
Alexander Lukashenko extending his 31-year rule in Belarus after being declared the winner of a presidential election that the West has blasted as a sham. Lukashenko is Europe's longest-serving leader. He came close to being ousted in 2020, but Sunday's result was never in doubt, with Lukashenko facing only one opponent and allegedly winning 86.8% of the vote. Lukashenko is a close Russian ally.
ABC's Inez de la Quintera. More Americans are having trouble paying down their credit card debt. The Philadelphia Federal Reserve says credit card holders are making minimum credit card payments on nearly 11% of the accounts. That is the highest in 12 years. A NerdWallet survey says the average household is carrying over $10,000 on their credit cards. That's the average, according to NerdWallet. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Spring forward with real unlimited data from Straight Talk this tax season and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. So you can stream games during Mad March hours, check the weather for April showers, and watch gardening videos about May flowers. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 4/15/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires purchase of single line Golden Limited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest. The last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love. No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Neverclear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A few sprinkles or flurries today and a warmer day. but the main story will be the breeze. High temperatures in the mid to upper 30s. Wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, still breezy with lows in the upper teens. Still breezy on Tuesday with a high near 40. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Current temperature is 33.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. The Milwaukee Public Schools Board of Education is intensifying the search for a new superintendent. Keith Posley resigned last June following a report of the district's failure to disclose vital financial data to the state. Eduardo Galvan has been serving as interim superintendent since then. Several ice rescues around Wisconsin over the weekend on Pewaukee Lake in Waukesha County on Saturday. A 61-year-old man whose UTV went through the ice was pulled from the water by a dive team after nearly 40 minutes in the water. He later died at the hospital. The DNR warning people not to assume that ice is safe. At the Capitol, proposed legislation would return state employees to their offices. The proposal requires all state workers return to work in their physical offices by July 1st.
Stop in and load up on great everyday essentials at Fleet Farm Stock Up Sale, January 16th through the 29th. 40-pound bags of Morton Water Softener Salt are just $5.99. Superior Hardwood Fuel Pellets are on sale for $5.49 a bag. And don't forget your backyard friends. 40-pound bags of Black Oil Sunflower Seed are just $14.99. Be sure to stock up on all your everyday favorites, all at the best prices, guaranteed, at Fleet Farm Stock Up Sale.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand. NTech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. Amplify Health from Gunderson Mondovi Clinic in affiliation with Tri-County Hospital. And Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durand. Buffalo County is asking for the public's input on road bans in the county. The Highway Department will be holding an informational meeting on February 5th to discuss efforts of the county to balance the need of maintaining county roads while supporting the needs of the local economy and how road bans could adversely affect that. The meeting will begin at 8:30 a.m. at the county boardroom on February 5th. Everyone is safe after a house fire on the west side of Eau Claire Sunday morning. According to the Eau Claire Fire Department, crews were called to a home on Colehip Road at around 10 a.m. for a fire in the basement of the home. Everyone inside it evacuated before the fire department arrived. The flames were quickly put out. The basement was damaged, but no one was hurt. The residents are being relocated, and the cause of the fire is still under investigation. A former Chippewa Falls man who was convicted of sexually touching an 8-year-old girl has been sentenced to 15 years in prison. Anthony Brown was living on Island Street in Chippewa Falls when he was charged for attempted sexual assault of a child under 13. According to the criminal complaint, a 12-year-old girl told authorities Brown had crawled into her bed and tried to touch her when she was in the second grade in 2018. Brown, who was a friend of her father, had been living with the victim and her family at the time of the incident. The Minnesota Supreme Court says the Minnesota House cannot conduct any business unless 68 members are present in the chambers. The decision handed down Friday means actions taken by Republicans since the start of the current session are set aside and are legally invalid. DFL members have boycotted the chamber since the start of the session because Republicans refused to honor a power-sharing agreement reached after last year's election. Republicans have 67 seats, giving them a one-seat majority until a special election is held for a current open House seat. You're listening to WRDN News.
There's no such thing as too much caring. That's why Gunderson Health System and Bellin Health have come together to form Amplify Health. The same doctors you trust, the same hospitals and clinics you count on, the same great care, all amplified by an even higher focus on empathy. Amplify Health is more than just a new name. It's a way to make personalized care more personal than ever. Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
The city of Durand is exploring implementing a room tax. The tax would be levied at the hotel and at any Airbnbs in the city. Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron says a majority of the revenue must be used to promote tourism, and the city is required to form a tourism commission to determine how to best spend that money.
And then what we would do is we would end up forming a tourism commission, a specific commission, and there would have to be participation with people from the motel, people from that area of the tourism area. And then, of course, and then so we would set the budget to say this is what it is, and then they would decide how that money would be spent to promote tourism and so on throughout the city.
It's estimated the room tax could generate $42,000 in revenue annually. A Red Wing man was arrested for OWI after a single vehicle accident in Pierce County on Friday night. According to the Wisconsin State Patrol, that accident happened near Highway W and Highway 63. After talking with 33-year-old Alberto Serrera, troopers determined that he showed signs of impairment. Serrera refused to exit the vehicle and a field sobriety test. He was arrested and taken to the hospital after a warrant was obtained to obtain a blood draw. He was arrested for OWI, fourth offense. Eau Claire police are investigating a homicide on the north side of that city. Eau Claire police say the incident happened early Saturday morning at a house on Western Avenue. Police recalled just after 2 a.m. about a shooting. When they arrived, they tried to save the victim's life but were unsuccessful. A suspect is in custody. Police say this is an isolated incident and there are no other suspects. Details on the victim and the suspect's name have not been released. The Jackson County Sheriff's Department is announcing that no charges will be filed in the death investigation from last summer. On June 30th, deputies responded to a home in the town of Adams after a person in the home was found dead. Deputies found 34-year-old Christopher Danielson dead from an apparent gunshot wound. An investigation found that no one else was involved in Danielson's death. Therefore, no charges will be filed. You're listening to WRDN News.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
Loud booms and ground shaking are being reported from downtown Madison. They're called ice quakes. It happens when large pieces of ice freezes on top of the water on the lake and then starts to move. It then creates these large cracks, which is where the sound and vibrations come from. Experts say there are no worries about the event causing any excessive damages like a real earthquake would. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Spring forward with real unlimited data from Straight Talk this tax season and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. So you can stream games during Mad March hours, check the weather for April showers, and watch gardening videos about May flowers. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 4/15/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires purchase of single line Gold Unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Jackson Hewitt makes taxes feel like a yacht rock song.
April breeze, give me my biggest tax refund, please.
You, me, and a lifetime accuracy guarantee.
And now get $100 just to try Jackson Hewitt. Does your tax person do that?
Say goodbye to that no guaranteed tax guy.
Ready to sail through tax season? Go to Jackson Hewitt and you'll be
reeling in the refunds.
Limited time offer for new clients. Participating locations only. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com.
LaJoy Lodd's Limited Cup Run. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today. Brought to you by eBay. eBay. Things people love.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay is my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, this is Mike Bagley. Join me along with the cast and crew of the Motor Racing Network every Tuesday night for NASCAR Live. Hear exclusive interviews.
It's my responsibility as a driver to leave the sport in a better place than it was when I got here. And certainly sometimes it comes with controversial takes.
The best moments from each of NASCAR's premier series.
They bang sideways at the line. Photo finish.
An in-depth breakdown to the latest NASCAR news and more. It's NASCAR Live every Tuesday night at 7 Eastern.
Corey LaJoy announced today that he will run a limited schedule in the NASCAR Cup Series and serve as an analyst for Prime Video's new NASCAR coverage. The 33-year-old will pilot the number 01 Duramax Take 5 Oil Change Ford Mustang for Rick Ware Racing, starting with the 67th running of the Daytona 500 in February. The Charlotte, North Carolina native will make his debut for Prime Video's 5-race live broadcast schedule with the Coca-Cola 600 in May. LaJoy also plans to continue his popular podcast, Stacking Pennies. I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Accomplishing goals is hard, but when your goal is to learn a new language, Babbel makes it easy. Babbel is designed with you in mind. From expert-created lessons to conversational video units and even live classes, you can personalize your Babbel experience to be exactly what you need to really learn a new language more easily. Go ahead, set a goal for yourself. Accomplish it with Babbel. Try Babbel for free. Go to babbel.com. That's babbel.com.
The Bucks continue their road trip out west tonight, set to take on the Utah Jazz in Salt Lake City. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Bucks dropped the opener on the trip on Saturday night, falling to the LA Clippers. Basketball Badgers move up one spot to 17th in this week's AP Top 25 men's poll. Wisconsin cruising to an 83-55 win over Nebraska Sunday. The Badgers, one of five Big Ten teams in the top 25. They're at Maryland on Wednesday night. Big East member Marquette up to number 9 in the AP poll. The Golden Eagles are at Butler tomorrow night. Marquette senior guard Cam Jones named the Big East Player of the Week for the third time this season and sixth time in his career. Jones averaged 17.5 points in a pair of Marquette victories. The Wisconsin men's hockey team climbing into the USA Hockey Top 20 hockey poll after a win and a tie against Michigan this week. Badgers come in at number 18 as they get ready to take on the rival Minnesota Gophers in the Twin Cities this weekend. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Gerisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has confirmed chronic wasting disease positive deer in a couple of new counties in the Badger State this month. I'll tell you where they were found when we return, but first...
Ice fishing is here, and it's time to hit the frozen water with the Onyx Fish app. Use the Fish app to find new places to fish and sort lakes by species, abundance, trophy, and keeper potentials. Onyx Fish also shows you hotspots, lake-by-lake regulations, and private and public land ownership information. For a limited time, download Onyx Fish for free in Minnesota and Wisconsin, or head to onyxmaps.com/fish to get more information on the app that's changing the game on ice.
Welcome back. We've got chronic wasting disease in a couple new places as 2025 has kicked off. For starters, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources confirmed the first positive test of CWD in a wild deer in Chippewa County in northwestern Wisconsin. The deer was a hunter-harvested one-year-old buck, and it was harvested within 10 miles of the Barron and Dunn County borders. The DNR and the Chippewa County Deer Advisory Council are hosting a public meeting on Thursday, February 6th at 6:30 p.m. at the Chippewa County Courthouse in Chippewa Falls to discuss the new positive case. The second new positive case is over on the state's eastern side in Manitowoc County. The deer was a hunter-harvested one-year-old buck and was harvested south of the Valders area within 10 miles of the Calumet and Sheboygan County borders. As a result of this new detection, a state-authorized baiting and feeding ban will go into effect for Manitowoc County effective February 1st. There's also a public meeting on Tuesday, February 4th at 6 p.m. at the Woodland Dunes Nature Center in Two Rivers. I'm Rob Gerisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Check out our website at outdoornews.com.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted it close to town, with a picture window overlooking a yard. And you found it. Now, when you sit down to dinner, you've got front row seats too. Your neighbor's daily pickleball game. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A few sprinkles or flurries today and a warmer day, but the main story will be the breeze. High temperatures in the mid to upper 30s. Wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, still breezy with lows in the upper teens. Still breezy on Tuesday with a high near 40. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Current temperature is 33.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Welcome to a Monday that saw some interesting trade once again, especially from a livestock perspective. But there's some outside market influences that are kind of weighing into what we see in this grain complex. And of course, a big part of what everybody's talking about has been tariffs and things that happened over the weekend. That's where we're going to start to dive into at first as Sam Hudson joins us. He is with Corn Belt Marketing. And let's talk about tariffs first with Columbia, because, you know, it was kind of a little bit of a he said which way is the airplane going to go situation that got the market's attention from over the weekend.
It did, and the outcome at the end of the day, Susan, doesn't appear to be too much, at least for now. You know, it's kind of null and void. They walked back a lot of their threats, retaliatory threats, and basically, you know, this was a disagreement really stemming from the immigration situation. I think we could continue to see more of this, especially when you talk about Mexico and Canada. They're next on the list. But for now, everyone's been kind of put on hold for the situation, and some additional talks will be pending here. So, you know, I think it just underscores the risk in these markets, though, and how quickly things can change, especially going into coming out of a weekend. And as we continue to get guidance and enforcement on this Trump presidency.
So you did bring up Mexico and Canada. And I mean, as you and I talked during our midday TV segment, these are two of our biggest, closest partners, obviously, in proximity to where they are. But we don't want to be putting up barriers too high to cause future problems, especially after we saw Mexico doing some buying this morning.
That's right. And I think, you know, again, a lot of this stems back to the immigration and border control situations, fentanyl, all these things, you know, kind of lumped up in together, all in one together. And so I believe a lot of this negotiation is going to be, you know, with that in focus. And so I personally think a lot of these things are easy situations to solve because it simply makes sense. You know, I don't know how deep they're going to use our trade as a, you know, leverage piece on other situations that maybe take a little more time to get through. But let's face it, we can close the border. I mean, there's just really no argument about that. And if they're not okay with that, then there's going to be problems. And if they are okay with it, you know, I just don't see really what they're going to do about it at this point. And so if we start to have these tit-for-tat trade problems, then you could see some of these sales that we've seen canceled or even unwound. But I really think it's in their best interest to keep it. You know, it can be more expensive to source this stuff from other places around the globe. And what's good for them is good for us.
So past what we have in the tariff discussions, which you and I well know, this is going to be an ongoing for this marketplace. Weather in South America, it's got a picture of two different worlds. Some areas too wet, some areas too dry. And the market's looking at that as well.
It is. And at the end of the day, it's kind of the same conclusion as what we've had all along. There's definitely going to be some problem areas in Argentina. I mean, last week they relaxed some of their export taxes. If things are bad enough that they have to do that, you know, it's a real situation down there. But unfortunately, you know, from a price standpoint, that's not going to be enough on its own to really provide a lot of lift to prices. You're going to have to see a threat in Brazil because Argentina can turn around and buy it from them. And we've kind of referenced this before, Susan. I think it's more really coattailed on the meal market because they crush so many of their beans in Argentina and thus export them. So could we still chase some of those shorts out of the market? That's what we're trying to determine. But if so, I think you're going to have plenty of beans, you know, in Brazil to fill that hole. And ultimately, I think on the grand scheme of things, as it pertains to our market, you know, corn and beans both, the story really is with corn and our end stocks reductions here that we saw in January, because these markets have to play what if. We've taken enough of the supply buffer away that, you know, we have to go down the road where if we don't have trend yields or don't get the acres or Mother Nature doesn't cooperate, you can't put prices low enough to where we bring demand back into the picture.
You know, over the weekend, I had the opportunity to attend a couple different banquets, and on Saturday night, a producer said to me, I get it, South America is huge, but it's amazing how much of a weather focus they have had on our markets. And then he said, so I know that they play off of the CME. Do they react down there to market talk for here in the States? Is it a reversal during those growing season, or is it just us being hyper-focused?
Well, I think we get into these cycles. You know, we would have been in this cycle last year had they raised a decent sized crop, and they didn't. But we've been talking about how big this year's crop could be ever since that happened. And in the meantime, Susan, we've continued to see you know, good demand on the front end of our marketing year, soybeans included with that. I mean, we did a lot of catching up in that 6 to 8 months. We weren't able to get ahead like we were in corn, but in beans we didn't see the yield cuts either like we saw in corn. And so the demand has definitely proven itself. And so I think we've talked, you know, we've brought enough of that back into the fray too. And what's impressive to me is that's happened in the face of this dollar Brazilian real narrative. And we're actually seeing a bit of a walking back of that now. You know, in a crazy world, if we were to unwind that spread and create demand, you know, or at least the tailwinds of it, just as we get into their harvest, it would be very, very interesting, especially if we see, you know, good rhetoric with China.
What about these outside market feels? How do you see that weighing into our livestock and grain complex?
Well, at the end of the day, that actually could have had more of an impact on things today than anything. I mean, you came into the day, the Dow was traded all the way down in the March contract, almost down to 44,000, and it's currently, as we speak, 44,800, over 800 points off the low. A lot of this is in reaction to some reports over the weekend that an open source AI, you know, collaborative effort is actually beating the pants off some of these other AI chips, and they're doing it with a lot less energy and a lot less cost. I think, don't quote me on this, but I think they only spent between $6 and $7 million to get some of the same output as some of these other chips. Now, the question is, how viable is this? You know, the open source AI stuff, the big concern here has been how much energy this takes for all these chips and whatnot. That's where we've gotten a lot of this interest in these nuclear stocks. Well, if you look at those stocks, they're just getting murdered on kind of a knee-jerk reaction because the market's thinking, well, if we're able to, you know, get all this technology without all this energy sourcing that we thought was going to have to take place, you know, what is the value of these other companies? So we'll see if it really takes hold. You know, you could be setting the week's range on a Monday in a lot of these markets, and it'll be interesting to see where we're at on Friday.
All right. Well, stick around, folks. When we come back, we're going to talk more about this because we did have a listener question about all this AI talk and what it really means to our agricultural trade and markets. We'll also look at what happened in this cattle complex. We know the feeders ended up on the mixed, mostly on the lower side. We did see some new contract highs set early on in the day for the live cattle. Is that trend going to continue as we look forward to a big report coming out on Friday? More is coming up. It's the Channel Final Bell right here. on the Rural Radio Network.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Welcome back once again to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Our conversation does continue this afternoon with Sam Hudson with Corn Belt Marketing. And we left off and you kind of were talking about this whole AI and what's been going on. And that brought up a question from a listener that wondered, if you look at these AI and the markets from an ag perspective, is there something they should be worried about? How do they focus on it? Or is it just something that's more, that's the other stuff, we don't have to really worry about it at this point?
Well, there's a couple of different ends. You know, we'll pick up where we left off, and that is basically it's tied to global energy costs in general. You know, whether you're talking about pulling this energy from wind, solar, natural gas, oil, whatever it is, if we can reduce our energy costs across the entire globe, you're going to reduce the cost of goods because the cost less to, you know, you heard J.D. Vance talking about it, it costs less to get the bacon to the grocery store. Everything goes on trucks, and if that diesel fuel is expensive, everything else is going to be tied right to that. And so the other side of it, though, too, Susan, is, in, you know, from a concerning standpoint, is just manpower in the future. You know, this is a big push for autonomy. You know, John Deere is definitely looking at this. They're streamlining their dealerships. Not a lot of people enjoy seeing that, unfortunately, because sometimes that can filter down into some less flexibility for the producer. And obviously, we've heard a lot about that with lawsuits ongoing. But I think that's the next big thing here over the next decade is trying to streamline that. And when you look at margins the way they are, it's not really the price of corn and beans historically that's causing such a big pinch. It's everything else that goes into the production of it.
So we talked a little bit about, obviously, those outsides. As we get ready to move over to livestock, anything else on the grains that is really catching your attention to start out this week that we need to be worried about?
Well, I would really look to see, you know, we mentioned this earlier on, but do we get a turnaround Tuesday out of this? It would be very impressive to see these markets kind of shrug off all of this noise. And what's still impressive to me, again, you know, despite the rally in the dollar and you know, against the real, and what we've seen here over the big picture, we saw another flash sale of corn this morning, and we're still so far ahead on demand here, it basically necessitates that we're going to have to see, you know, continued cutting of end stocks as we go into spring on the U.S. corn balance sheet, and we're just going to continue to put pressure on the need to produce that on the supply side, both the second crop corn as well as here in the U.S.
All right, to the livestock, the momentum still is there, Sam, for what we see in this cattle market. What is your takeaway of the way we continue to trade it?
Well, it's just kind of interesting, and I'm looking at the feeders first, I guess, here. You know, a huge rally in the Jan-March feeder spread with the January getting ready to go off the board here. You know, March becomes that lead month and currently trading, you know, a $3 or $4 discount to where the index is. Just incredible prices that we've seen paid, and it almost just feels like a blowing out of this market a little bit with all the work that it's done. But when you continue to see cash on the front end trading where it is, it's justified to see February going off the board where it is, and with April becoming that front month. I guess what I expect to see is, you know, continued strength in these bull spreads, but it feels like we need to see a little bit of consolidation here, even if only from a time standpoint. The thing I worry about here, you know, we saw what the equity markets did today. If there's any sort of risk where people want to just get away from this market in general, the fund length is massive here. And so keep an eye on basis as we continue to trade here into the end of the month.
But what about nervousness? I mean, you look at these prices and everybody knows what comes up is going to come down and could come down pretty hard.
Well, that's true. And the tough part is, you know, when you're looking at some of the prices some of these animals are trading, you can't even really make it work. And so I think that's where I start to get a little bit of heartburn out there. You know, again, when you see a market move so quickly in such a short amount of time, you know, looking at the April contract, I mean, the 100 and 200 day moving average is all the way down to 190. I mean, that's almost, what, 13, 14, 15 bucks away. And so, you know, I think from a hedger, from a producer standpoint, you just have to be able to cover up, you know, over certain time frames and don't get too, you know, married into it. And also, you know, use the LRP, use the futures, but just make sure you use something that works and you know what it's going to give to you from a margin standpoint. And obviously, definitely got to be working with the banker and make sure they know where you stand on things, because interest rate, the interest rate costs are going to continue to be, you know, a sticking point, especially where the ag prices have been over the last year.
So we have a big report that comes out on Friday. Many say this is going to hopefully start to give us an inkling of if there's some herd replenishment going on. What is your thoughts as you look at this and anticipate as we get closer to those Friday numbers?
Well, it's kind of the same thing, you know, after this cattle on feeder part, it's like, what else can we throw on top of this? And I think what everyone keeps asking me is, you know, when is the effect of this these Mexican cattle coming in really going to take hold of the market? You know, from a timing standpoint, when they do, how much of an impact is it going to make? And could, you know, some of these trade relations and talks actually, you know, become an issue in this, both good or bad? And I don't really know how to answer that today, Susan, but at the end of the day, we know what we have today. And if that works, you got to cover up that risk. You got to make sure you don't take on too much exposure and be a hero in a market either. But when you look out in time, it's hard to expect that we got to get this August contract, you know, back under 185, 190, even if we see a big correction, until we see those numbers start to expand. And I don't think the state is going to do that.
Real quick, do we see a buildup of pressure, though, leading into this report on Friday?
Well, you could, just in the sense of profit taking. I mean, heck, you look at that April contract, and we were just trading 196, 197 the other day, and traded up over 205 today. So anything's on the table. I think you're going to continue to see a lot of volatility, and that's not going to be just for the cattle market.
So what's the best way for folks to get a hold of you?
800-655-3380 or go to cornbeltmarketing.com.
All right. That has been another edition of the Channel Final Bell. Channel Final Bell is brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional right here on the Rural Radio Network.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. On Thursday, Brooke Rollins, President Trump's pick to head the USDA, testified in front of the Senate Ag Committee. The hearings were bipartisan and cordial, and we learned more about where Ms. Rollins stands on a number of issues. I'll have more after this.
To this day, one of the great things about farming is it gives families the opportunity to pass things from one generation to the next. Traditions, know-how, even treasured secret recipes. With costs for just about everything on the rise these days, a lot of growers are handing down the wisdom of getting more life out of their tractors, combines, and hard-working equipment. And with help from Mystic Lubricants, family operations can keep machines working harder for longer, season after season after season. Their products, like the legendary JT6 greases, are specially formulated to perform even in the harshest environments. No matter if your machines are 3 days new or three decades old, you can count on Mystic to protect your tradition for getting the job done. Because like you, Mystic lubricants are made to make it last. To find your local Mystic distributor or retailer, visit mysticlubes.com. That's M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com.
The Senate Ag Committee convened on Thursday for the first hearing with Brooke Rollins, the Texas native who has been named as the next Secretary of Agriculture. Rollins, who has a background in both agriculture and government, appeared confident as she outlined her priorities for the USDA. She focused on four main areas: expediting disaster and economic assistance, addressing animal disease outbreaks, modernizing the USDA, and supporting rural communities. Several senators asked about the challenges in farm country following the weather disasters of last year and the tight margin environment. She pledged to deploy relief funds efficiently and committed to working with the industry to combat threats like avian influenza and African swine fever. Rollins also stressed the need to cut, quote, burdensome regulations while ensuring strong domestic and export markets for American products. One area of concern for lawmakers was Rollins' past leadership at the Texas Public Policy Foundation, an organization known for promoting fossil fuels and publishing reports critical of biofuels. When questioned about this, Rollins stated that she did not author those reports and affirmed her support for an all-of-the-above energy approach. She emphasized that President Trump's energy policy includes biofuels as a key component and pledged to work to ensure the renewable fuel standard is upheld. During the hearing, Rollins addressed concerns over tariffs, stating that while they could be, quote, potentially devastating, they remain an important tool for the administration. On divisive issues like nutrition program funding and immigration reform, Rollins remained noncommittal, stating that she supports SNAP and other nutrition programs, but did not rule out potential budget cuts. She emphasized the need for H-2A visa reform as a way to address labor shortages, but avoided taking a firm stand on mass deportations. Despite tough questions from Senate Democrats, Rollins maintained a friendly rapport through the hearing. Committee Chairman John Bozeman called for any additional questions in writing, after which the committee is expected to move forward with her nomination. I'll have more when we come back.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Looking to get doctor-prescribed medication like Ozempic or Wegovy? Zelty can help you get GLP-1 medications affordably, whether you have insurance and even if you don't, and 100% online. It's simple. Just text ACCEPT to 200-300 to get started. Zelty can help you get Ozempic, Wegovy, or Zepbound covered by your insurance company, so you pay as little as $0 for the medication if prescribed. No insurance? No problem. Zelty can ship semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and Zepbound, for as little as $151 a month versus $1,000 plus for name brand medications. Either way, it's high quality medical care, weight loss coaching, and access to game changing medications, all 100% online with Zelty and affordable with or without insurance. So don't wait. Text ACCEPT to 200-300 to get started today on your weight loss journey with Zelty. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text ACCEPT to 200-300. That's ACCEPT to 200-300. Text ACCEPT to 200-300.
Yes, it's full steam ahead in the Senate as that body moves to confirm President Trump's cabinet nominees. With Brooke Rollins' testimony wrapped up in front of the Ag Committee, it's expected her confirmation vote to be Secretary of Agriculture could happen very soon, potentially even yet this week. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Big or small, in town or in the country, Prime Realty of Durand can help you find exactly what you need. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty. As the area's number one home seller, we have the experience and commitment to help you navigate the complex real estate market. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or a seasoned veteran looking to sell your current property, Prime Realty is your guide toward home ownership. Like Prime Realty Guys on Facebook or visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Prime Realty, making your dreams a reality.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight, low 20s. For tomorrow, early clouds, then breezy with some afternoon sun and warmer. Highs in the mid-40s. Mild temps stick around for the rest of the week. upper 30s on Wednesday, near 50 Thursday, mid-30s Friday. Bathroom remodels, only $99 a month at BCI Bath & Shower, 800-329-4115. It's 32 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Whose bed have your boots been under?
Feeling right, I can get you buzzed, I
I can get you smiling. I can make you feel like you're sitting on an island. I can make it fruity, or I can make it strong. All you gotta do is tell me what you want. Put it to your lips, take a little sip, and tell me what you think. Yeah, I can fix a drink. You say you got a broken phone and a broken heart. The boss is on your back and your truck won't start. None of your friends wanna listen to Hank. Well, I can't fix that. No, but I can fix a drink. Pour it on ice, mix it on up and get you feeling right. I can get you buzzed, I can get you smiling. I can make you feel like you're sitting on an island. I can make it fruity, or I can make it strong. All you gotta do is tell me what you want. Put it to your lips, take a little sip. Tell me what you think. Yeah, I can fix a drink. I don't know what's going on with you, but if you got some cheap whiskey and some Mountain Dew, Malibu, Cuervo, Coke in a cup, brother, I can hook you up. I can fix a drink. Pour it on ice, mix it on up and get you feeling right. I can get you buzzed, I can get you smiling. I can make you feel like you're sitting on an island. I can make it fruity, or I can make it strong. All you gotta do is tell me what you want. Put it to your lips, take a little sip, and tell me what you think. Yeah, I can fix a drink. Yeah, I can fix a drink.
From George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Slow dancing with a bleach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty right now. He's probably buying her some fruity little drink, cause she can't shoot whiskey right now. He's probably up behind her with a pool stick, showing her how to shoot a combo, and he don't know. I'm a white trash version of Shania karaoke right now. She's probably saying I'm drunk, and he's a thinking that he's gonna get lucky right now. He's probably dabbing on $3 worth of that.
Time.
maybe I wouldn't mind knowing just how long gone are you gonna be? How am I supposed to make any plans when I still don't even understand if you're ever gonna come back home to me? Tell me, steps fall and tell me how long gone are you gonna be? Yeah, how am I supposed to make any plans when I still don't even understand if you're ever gonna come back home to me? Tell me, please.
Serving the Durand area with local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
Out $100 bills, and it kills and it thrills like the horns on my Silverado grill. And I buy the bar a double round of Crown, and everybody's getting down in this town. Ain't never gonna be the same, 'cause I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise 'cause the girls, they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my old Studley Roy. Save a horse, ride a cowboy. Well, I don't give a dang about nothing. I'm singing and bling blinging while the girls are drinking. Long necks down, and I wouldn't trade old Leroy or my Chevrolet for your Escalade or your Freak Parade. I'm the only John Wayne left in this town. And I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise. Girls, they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my old Studley Roy. And the girls say, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Everybody says, save a horse, ride a cowboy.
bed. That's what she said in the back of my truck bed as I was getting buzzed on suds out on some backcountry road. We were flying high, fine as wine, having ourselves a big and rich time, and I was going just about as far as she'd let me go. But her evaluation of my cowboy reputation had me begging for salvation all night long. So I took her out gigging frogs, introduced her to my old bird dog, and sang her every Willie Nelson song I can think of, and we made love. And I saddled up my